Hmm? We're discussing chatzitzes. Right?
There we go. Yes, so we're up to Vavim Beis and we were about to start discussing chatzitzes, right? Mechitzin. Sorry, not chatzitzes. Not chatzitzes, we just finished discussing chatzitzes. Yeah, we're about to discuss mechitzes. Mechitzes hadamran. Mechitzes how they held achamish b'sinai. Hadamran, like what we said. Anichal Rabbi Yehuda.
Wait, did we? Oh no. All good. I just had a quick.
I'm sorry.
No, I had.
As
a quick...
in the fact that it has to be 10 yeah. 10 tefachim, and you know after that it doesn't need to be any higher. Right, we discussed this. Remember?
Yeah.
So had the Amran, there are lots of examples already that we've seen. Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda. This makes sense for Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn it from Sukkim, right? So then it's halachal mishum b'sinai. Ella Rabbi Yehuda ma'ikal ha'meimer. Right? For Aimer, what is it referring to? Le good. So remember good, we discussed good asik and good achis, right? Yes. Good asik is a case where the wall goes up from the bottom. Basically, you have 10 tefachim of wall, and then it goes all the way up. So we imagine it going all the way up to the ceiling.
Yes.
Right? Good achis is the same thing. We have 10 tefachim wall, we imagine going all the way down to the ground. Right? There's also pitikriyora l'soisim, pitikriyora l'ara. There's a rule that if you have a ceiling in certain cases, it can, and you have some sort of crust, either a tefach, sometimes even less, like some sort of bit going down, then that'll be viewed as going all the way down, even though it's not ten tefachim, right? So that's good asik, good achis, we're lavud. What's lavud? So you've probably all heard of lavud strings.
Lavud strings.
Yeah, the rule is as follows, and the minimum height for a wall is 10, to be considered a wall is 10 tefachim, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can make that 10 tefachim by building a wall, or you can make that 10 tefachim by basically putting 3 pieces of wood across, and as long as each of the pieces of wood is less than 3 tefachim apart, less than 3 tefachim away from the one that's lower than it, right, and the lowest one is less than 3 tefachim from the ground, and in addition, the 3 pieces of wood combined make a tefach, meaning these 3 pieces of wood combined to 10 tefachim, that's considered a kosher wall.
Cool.
Right, if you don't, the reason why is because that's a wall that that'll prevent the. I mean, it's halach lamesh misina, but the Gemara says the reason for that is because it's a wall that can prevent a goat from passing.
A goat.
A goat. That's the definition of wall, right? If you don't have pieces of wood, then you can do it with strings. You just end up with more strings because the strings are not the 2-3 strings do not combine to a tefach of width, right?
Cool.
Okay. The Dofein Akuma.
If the whole idea of not allowing a goat to pass is considered a wall, then what about like a wire fence?
So I think that would be you have to done each thing differently. Like each case, sometimes many cases have their own special rules. But Begadol, yeah, a wire fence is a good fence.
Cool.
Logically, right? The Dofein Akuma, and we discussed the Dofein Akuma is when you basically have a case where the wall of the sukkah, right, is within 4 amos of the schach, but it doesn't actually reach the schach. Right, there's a bit of puzzle roof there. Right, so we imagine basically a diagonal wall, which reaches, which does reach the schach. Okay.
Just can you remind why isn't this hanicha le Rabbi Meir?
Oh no. It said hanicha le Rabbi Yehuda. We were discussing the fact that a wall only has to be 10 tefachim tall, and if it's not taller than that, that's fine, and it doesn't actually have to actually reach the schach. Right? That's halach l'meshem Sinai. That's great for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir learned that then. If you need, from Pasuk.
Okay.
That didn't I just described, right? Rabbi Meir learned it from Pasuk. Right. Therefore, he asked, what's mechitza, which is, what's a wall, which is halach l'meshem Sinai? So these are three good examples.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you. Okay, so ve'esha ein la shalosh tfanos. So a sukkah which doesn't have at least three walls. Tanu rabbanan. The brisa that we have a brisa shtaim ke hilchasan. Two of the walls have to be the correct length. What is the correct length for the wall of a sukkah? About 7 tefachim. Right, that's the minimum size to create rosh rabbi shulchan.
Oh, okay.
7 tefachim. Rabbi Shimon emer. Shalit, so he is, so, right, Chachamim say that two of the walls can be chachasan. Veshlishi safilu tefach. The third wall only has to be a tefach long. That's good enough. Right? That's considered three kosher walls for a sukkah. Rabbi Shimon Meir Shalish Kilchasan. Verevi safilu tefach. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you really need three walls, which are seven tefachim long, and the third can be only a tefach. Right? What do they argue? That Rabbanan Savri Yeshem Lamasaris, Rabbi Yeshivan Samar Yeshem Lamikra. Okay, so Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon argue about a concept called Yeshem Lamasaris and Yeshem Lamikra. The Mikra is the word it is, as it is written in the Torah, right? The Masoras is the word as we read it,
yes.
Right? There's many Kriyoksivs, there's many cases where.
It's written in one way instead of another way.
For whatever reason, right? Some of them are, you know, dramatic, some of them are less so, but, right? There are many. So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that we should really say Yeshan L'mikra, we should really go by how it's written. And the Chachamim say we should really go by how we read it. Right? Rabbanan Sarvi Yeshan L'masoros Besukois 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 Harikan Arba Dal Chada Gufei Pashulahu Tvasa Shtayim Keil Chosan V'asai Hilchasa V'garasa L'shishis V'ukma Atefach. So, The Chachamim think that it's a besukos, besukos, besukos. We'll read each of those words, even though two of them are spelt besukas, right? Besukos teshuva, but they're spelt chaser, so they're really besukas, right? We'll read it besukos, right? And therefore, besukos, 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 right? That, hare kan araba. Oh, sorry. One is male. One is male and two are chaser. Right, but because one of them is male and two of them is chaser, that means one besuka, and then two besukos. Right, that adds a second one. So there are four walls to a sukkah.
Can you repeat that?
Besukos, besukos, and besukos. Right, that's what the word is. And we say that they're all the same word because of Yeshem Lamasuras. But the way it's spelt is Besukas. It's spelt Chaser in two of those, two out of the three.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Therefore, each of the Chaser ones is considered like one wall of the Sukkah.
That's two walls.
And then Besukos should be another two walls of the Sukkah because it's spelt Mali.
Isn't this a Sanhedrin?
The Yeshem Lamakoros and Masoretiv. I don't remember if this specific one. It appears all over Shas. Like this particular.
So because it's Male, it's two.
Yeah.
Because it's got one Vav. It's.
It says Dal.
Constitutes a wall.
No, it's just a drasha, right? Dal Chad Legufe. Take off one of the incidences of the word of Sukkot, because we need the mitzvah to actually sit in the Sukkah, right? You can't learn anything from that one because it's just telling you that you need to sleep in a sukkah. Basically, it's Teshuv Shvat Yamim, right? Pashaluhu Tlasa, there's only three left. That's how we know you need three walls. Okay? And then we have the Halacha Lamesh Misina, which comes at the third wall can be only a tefach.
What happens if you take away the mala?
No, as in you have four. One, one, and two. If you took off one, doesn't matter which one you took off.
No, because if you take off the male, then you're minusing two.
No, because if you were to take off, if you were to use the male for the actual mitzvah, you would still darsh at the vav.
Okay, so
okay,
you take away the
sukkah
without
taking
the vav.
Okay. Rabbi Shimon Savar Yeshemans. Rabbi Shimon says you should learn it the way it's written. Besukos, besukos, besu. I'm sorry, I confused myself. My apologies. Yeshan Lamasaurus means the way it's written, and Yeshan Lamikra means the way it's read. It's the other way around. I was like, why am I reading? I'm reading this completely wrong. My apologies. Yeshan Lamasaurus is the way it's read, and Yeshan Lamikra is the way it's written, and Yeshan Lamikra is the way it's read, and that's why Besukas, Besukas, Besukos is the way we're darshaning it from the way it's written.
One, one, two.
Yeah, right? And Rabbi Shimon says each Yeshan Lamikra, the way it's all about the way it's read, Besukos, 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 each time it's read as though it was Male. Like it's like we never read Besukas. Right? Harikan Sheish, there are six. Dalchad Krala Gufe, one of them is to teach us that there's a mitzvah of sleeping in the Sukkah, of living in the Sukkah. Pashluhu Arba, that means there's two and two left. Right? So one of those gets taken off. The entire Beis Sukkos gets taken off for the fact that you have to live in a sukkah, and therefore you have Beis Sukkos twice over. Each of them is male because we're darshing the way it's read, not the way it's written. And therefore there are four walls, right? Shalosh kilchas. Some three as they are meant to be. Seven, 12, and one. It's like kilchasa ve'grasal rabis ve'ukumasa tefach. And then a whole chumash mishnah comes and says the fourth can be only a tefach. Everybody understood, or should I explain it again after I, you know, fixed it?
Yeah, just to do it again, just for...
Okay, the words Beis Sukkos appears three times in the Torah, right? Two times it's chaser and one time it's male. Rabbi Shimon thinks Yeshem Lemikra, and therefore we'll darshan it the way it's read, so it doesn't matter how it's spelled. Since it doesn't matter how it's spelled, each time it's spelled, Beis Sukkos with a vav, male. Yeah?
Yes.
But what that means, so now, we need one of those incidences to teach us that there is a mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah, or to live in a sukkah. So we're not counting that one for the number of walls, because there's a mitzvah to live in a sukkah. Right? Then, Beis Sukkos and Beis Sukkos appears twice. Right? And each of them is malay, therefore we can darshan that there are really four walls, not two. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
And then the Halacha Mishnah Sinai says that one of those walls doesn't have to be a proper wall, it can be only a tefach. Right, the Chachamim care about the way it's spelt. So, in two out of the three cases, it's actually spelled chaser. So we only can get two walls from the one case, which is Beis Sukkos Malay. Right, therefore, one of those goes away because it is telling you have to actually live in the sukkah, therefore there are three walls left, and the third one is the one that the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, which says it can be only a tefach, is talking about.
But if for Rabbi Shimon, when you take away the sukkah, you take away the vav with it, why then?
Not sure. It's a good question. Okay. Or you could say, Dechuli Alma Yesh Eim LeMikra. Everybody agrees that you should really darshan the way it's read, right? V'hacha berhaka miflegin. Really, they're arguing about something different. Mar savar sechacha bayakra, umar savar sechacha loy bayakra. What are they disagreeing about? Basically, the question was, do you need a pasuk to teach us that you need to put schach on a sukkah? And was, do you need a separate pasuk for the walls and a separate pasuk for the schach or not? Or is it that implied in the word sukkah that you need schach?
Okay.
Cool.
So then one of those sukkot are going to come to teach schach.
For the schach, yeah. And was, everybody's going to say, yesh eim lemikra. Everybody's going to say, we really care about how it's written, how that's read and not how it's written.
Six words.
And then it's six, right? Excuse me. How does this work? The one who thinks that you don't need a pasuk for the schach is obviously Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah.
Therefore, Rabbi Shimon thinks that you don't need it, therefore it's just like what we already said, oh, we explained it, that's fine, right? And Chacham think you do need something to darshan schach, therefore I assume they take off one of the vavs. Like, one of the vavs went to the schach, therefore we only have three walls to work with, right? And the third one is the one Halach and Rishimai was talking about. Why it's not, you know, Sukkos, the original Sukkos is with the vav, we darshan to that, I'm not certain. Okay. You could say, really everybody thinks that we should care about how it's written. This is what they're arguing. Mar savar ki asai hilchasa ligra. Mar savar ki asai hilchasa lehoisif. Maybe what they were arguing about is a little different, right? Everybody agrees Yeshem L'masorah. So everybody agrees we care about the way it's written. And it's written Besukas, Besukas, Besukos. Right?
Cool.
What are they arguing about? Chachamim think that the point of the Halachah Sinai is that the third wall, which we've darshan, you know, exists, is only a tefach. It can need only be a tefach. And Rabbi Shimon thinks, no, the third wall that we've darshan should only need... we've darshan that three walls exist. the halacha mishmitina is then saying you actually even though the drasha only gives you three walls, halacha mishmitina, you need a fourth, but that one can only be a temple, right? You could say differently. Or you could say, no, everybody agrees that the point of the halacha is to reduce the last wall, whatever the last wall is, and everybody holds the Yeshem Lamasaris. How's that going to work? And here, they're arguing about a principle called Darshan Tchilois. One of them says Darshan Tchilois, and one of them says Ein Darshan Tchilois. Just a minute, I just don't want to go back to the end. Sorry. Above on the base. The question was, they're arguing about whether, in fact, you do need to take out the one that that says Vesukos, the one that's actually for the mitzvah. Right? In other words, Chachamim think that you can't use the one which counted for the mitzvah, the one which actually told you need to fulfill the mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon says, basically, why not? Okay? Rav Masna said, Taimei de Rabbi Shimon Mehacha. Rabbi Shimon led from here. Sukati Latzel Yoimam Mecherub Ulamixel Mister Mizerem Obi Avatar. Rabbi Shimon learned that the reason is not for any of the things that we said. The reason is really from that pasuk. Meaning, what's that pasuk? That was the pasuk that said that, remember we saw it on the Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right? That was one of the reasons this pasuk was used as one of the reasons why the schach has to be within ten amos of the ground, because otherwise you're sitting in the shade of the walls and not in the shade of the schach. You remember, right? So Rabbi Shimon is using it for a little bit different. The point is that the sukkah is meant to be able to shelter us in a time of Mashiach when the Rishayim are being punished, right? So there's going to be a bunch of things that are going to come. There's going to be fire, and there's going to be water, and there's going to be a river of Hinnom, and there's going to be ice, and whatever. This Perek Yishai discusses all the punishments that Rishayim are going to get in time of Mashiach. And the tzaddikim, he says, are going to be sitting in the sukkah, and it's going to protect them from all the things that are happening to the Rishayim. Now, if the sukkah doesn't have at least three walls, is it going to protect anybody from anything? It's too open, right?
Yes.
That's the idea.
That's a nice idea.
Is it the sukkah that's protecting them, or is it Hashem that's protecting them?
Sorry?
Is it the sukkah that's protecting them, or is it Hashem that's protecting them?
It's Hashem protecting them in the sukkah.
Yeah, but if Hashem is protecting them, then it doesn't need
the sukkah. But he's using the sukkah, but I'm not going to lie, sukkahs don't provide that much protection. It's a miracle either way. But he's using the sukkah for protection. He's using the sukkah for protection.
Cool.
This is a very, very halacha lemaisa sugya, but I think we'll leave talking for 2 minutes about halacha lemaisa for tomorrow, only because it continues the next time.
Cool. Shkoyach, Alex.
Shkoyach.
This won't be on recording, and then all the